WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. By the end.
3 years older, but much the same as he was.
chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying, chain gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here.
You know that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my.
That was Sam Cooke working on the chain gang. This is What's Happening. This is WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM, WMFO.org on your web streaming. Welcome. This is Sunday afternoon. We're starting a little early here. The clock on the wall says 4:29. We're going to kick it off with some local band called the Classic Ruins.
We'll be right back. on the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, you got to watch out today. It's a nice day out there, but don't leave your food out to be funky. Anyways, there were some bands that played the Midway down in Jamaica playing last night. I couldn't make it. I was supposed to be there. I couldn't make it. One was the Real Kids. It was Watts. There was Muck and the Myers and Gene Dante. So I thought we'd give a little salute to some of the bands that played last night. Here we go. Yeah, you just heard two from the Real Kids. Before, we started at the top of the hour with the classic Ruins, and we played two of the Real Kids. And I guess they played last night at the Midway. We're going to continue on with some of the other people that played. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the Watts, Black Heart of Rock and Roll. Before that, we heard Muck and the Myers. We got a couple more bands coming up at the top of the hour. We will be basically talking to you again. And we're going to have a call in from Carissa Johnson, probably sometimes within the hour. But until then, we're going to continue with some more Boston Rock and Roll.
Time has come for us to say goodbye, and I don't want to know about the days you cry. All the times when we were together slowly slipped away. You have to let it go, it had to be this way.
dead road. Cause Fenway's all aglow. A book night after lands down the street. Guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue. A crowd outside the house of blues. A dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, talkers in my way.
Yeah, that was Big City Rock by the Atlantics. Before then, it was Danielle by the Brigands. Before that, that was Watts, Black Heart of Rock and Roll. Some good rock and roll there that happened this weekend. Unfortunately, I couldn't get out to see it. My truck is in the shop, and my ride broke down. How you doing today, Aaron? This is Mike Stewart. This is WMFO. What's happening? We are at 4:58. We are here every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock. Aaron?
How you doing, Mike?
I'm alive. Let me check. I'm here. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. I like your car.
Your car.
You're the one that's...
On my Alzheimer's shirt. Not Alzheimer's, Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
It's about the same.
What type of car is it supposed to be?
It's probably about a 33, 34 Ford Coupe. Hot rod. Yep. So, anything exciting happened this weekend? I guess we're going to have a call in. What time is calling in?
Should be calling in momentarily. Mm-hmm. Carissa Johnson will be calling from the other coast.
Oh. And but not the Coasters.
No, she's not with the Coasters.
She's one coast.
Yeah, she... finishing up the tour out there,
yeah,
with Vanessa, and when they get back to Boston, I think they're gonna come back for a brief show, and then they'll be back in October.
Great.
And we'll be able to get them on our shows.
Yeah, the last half hour you heard a lot of Boston bands. We started off the top of the hour with the Classic Ruins. And Nyquil Stinger, a long-term Boston band. They've been playing around a lot. Frank Rowe and Company, Kyle Benacucci, and various different drummers. My good friend...